we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. That's right. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless. The show is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, thanks to you. You know, you can hear us now all over the world. The world. We are global. And for those that don't know, what of our Orlando, well, out of Orlando, that's our flagship in Orlando. And if you don't know what you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. So hope you stay tuned. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, give us a shot. We got a lot going on this show. Before we begin, got to introduce our players. First, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, co-host Lynn Golder.
Yay!
Thanks, Dave. My fan love. Welcome, everybody, to the June 11th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And thank goodness she's starting to talk real good now. Thank God. And out of winter, well, what can I say? Fern Park and Fern Rock. The one, the only co-host, David Hildebrand.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I think we'll call Lynn Squeaky tonight.
Yeah, that's my nickname tonight, Squeaky.
It sounds cute.
And all the way from Ocoee, Florida, he's the one who's pushing the buttons, answering the phones, and doing all the other things a producer will do and don't do. What can I say? Chris Shaw, you there? Chris Shaw?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, man?
Listen, all I'm going to say is stop trying to leave your windows down so your car can air out, because you never know. It always get me. It always rings every time I decide to leave my windows cracked.
Oh, no, you got flooded out, did you?
No, I didn't get flooded out too bad. I caught it just in time.
Woo.
That's good. Was it raining over there in Ocoee?
Yeah, it was pouring. No, in Seminole County, it was pouring down hard, and I left my windows cracked.
Oh,
so I got a new cologne fragrance in my car.
Nice.
Well, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I got to give you some shout outs first. First, I got to welcome Donovan Patel. And he is with the Alabama Industries for the Blind. That's right. They're also a new sponsor.
Cool.
Welcome, Donovan Patel. Also, I want to introduce, but I want to say a big shout out. Besides Donovan, I got a big shout out for Bobby Vinton. I don't mean the singer Bobby Vinton. This Bobby Vinton is from East New York.
East Chester,
New York. That's right. He's a listener, and I want to welcome him to the show.
Maybe he'll call in and say hello.
Okay.
All right.
That'd be nice.
Before I begin any further, I got to give the phone number. Forgot to give the phone number. You want to call in, say hello? 407-894-1680. Did I say that nice and slow? 407 894-1680. Okay.
That was beautiful.
Okay. I have a few shout outs and then we'll go to Dave. Well, my first shout out is an early happy birthday to Michael. Happy birthday early, Michael. I love you. Well, it's only a few days away.
Thank you. With your poor voice, I don't see you doing any shout outs. Maybe a squeak, a squeak out.
All right, David, that's it. And I'd like to give a shout out to our dear friend and co-host, Sheila Young, who is still in rehab. Those of you don't know, she fell recently and broke her hip. So we understand she'll be discharged on Friday and heading homewards bound. So Sheila, we're thinking about you and glad you're making progress. I'd also like to give a big shout out to another dear friend, a listener of the show for over a decade, Greg Lindberg.
Hey, Greg.
Gregory just got a new job as senior copywriter at Full Sail University. So congratulations, Greg Lindberg. We're very proud of you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then I have one more shout out on my end for a new follower of the show, Mary Beth Clare, in Boise, Idaho. And I hope you call in, Mary Beth, and say hello.
From Idaho.
All right, Dave.
Potatoes.
Very okay, nice.
David. Okay, David, you got any shout-outs, David?
Oh, you know I always do. Well, of course, I want to shout-out to my lovely wife, who I don't think is listening right now. She's doing a very important project. She's making a chocolate cake, so which I will be sampling in a little bit. So I don't want to disturb her, even if, you know, even to listen – making the chocolate cakes more important. But let's see. A shout out to my dear friends, the Lake family, my friend Jenna in Alabama, my buddy Hirsch, and Lewis in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
There you go.
Wow.
Chris Shaw, you got any shout outs?
Yep, just got one tonight. My daughter just had her sixth birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
baby girl. Zamaria, she turned 6 on the 8th.
Happy birthday, Zamaria. That's a big girl now. Unbelievable.
Yay.
We knew her when,
right?
Well, she knows, even though she's in a 6-year-old body, her mind is in a 25-year-old.
Yeah, oh, we know that's right.
She's some Girl Scout cookie seller, I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah, she's got us hooked.
Yeah.
Well, folks, if you're listening for the first time, you missed 8 years. We've been on the air 8 years now. So if you're tuning in now for the first time, you missed 8 years. So go to our webpage. You can listen to they're all there. Over 400 shows we archive. This show is live. And when the show is over, we archive it. So there's more than 400 shows that we archive. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. When we first started, we had a few listeners, just a few. And now, what can I say? They say we have a reach of more than 14 million people. We have, on any given Sunday night in the United States alone, we have more than 1.5 million listeners listening to this radio show. And we're just growing and growing and growing. Thanks to you. So I want to thank you all for listening to your show. I hope we can add a little laughter to your show tonight. A listener once said, if you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, if you listen, you may learn something. Isn't that what you said?
It could happen.
Exactly.
So it could happen.
Exactly.
You may learn something.
Actually, I do every time I listen.
You may learn one thing. So what else, David?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a couple of really interesting guests. I'm really excited to talk to our musical guest coming up here is going to be a lot of fun.
Right. That'll be right after our break, which I believe we're going to now.
And I got a couple topics maybe I'll bring up next at the next hour.
Okay.
Might want to talk about, but.
I've been hitting on now. I'm being hit in my shoulder. Stop hitting me. That's my wife. We're going to break. Don't go. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You are not your diagnosis. your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407 894 1680, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, I'm up. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome for the very first time to the Blind and Beyond radio show, our new friend, Mario Bonds. And Mario is a singer, a songwriter, a motivational speaker, an American Idol and Glee Project contestant. And boy, does he have a story for you. Welcome, Mario.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here. I'm so thankful to have gotten the invite to join you all this evening. I've been listening for years, and it's a joy to finally sit and be able to have a conversation as a guest.
Oh my! And we just happened upon you on out in cyberspace, and Nora was kind enough to write back to us. So anyway, long story short, we're glad you're with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Glad you're aboard.
And meet Dave, our co-host.
Hey there, Mario. Good to meet you, man. And really happy to have you on. I've enjoyed your music on YouTube. So I'm a fan already, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Mario, you can also say hello to our producer, Chris Shaw.
How's it going, Chris? It's good. I'm tickled to death to be able to talk to the whole crew here.
There you go.
Well, almost the whole crew.
Before we begin your story, Mario, could you tell us a little about yourself before you tell us about your whole story? I mean, what's going on? Just tell us a little about yourself.
Well, absolutely. Well, again, my name is Mario Bonds. I am totally blind, having been born with full sight at first. I was born with a very rare eye condition called morning glory syndrome. And I was born with the rarest form of it, that I was born with it in both eyes. And morning glory syndrome is a disease that attacks the retinas and deteriorates the optic nerve. So I first went blind in my right eye when I was 5. And because total blindness was inevitable because I have it in both eyes, I went blind in my left eye about 4 years later at age 9. And of course, at that point, everyone was on operation, prepare Mario for total blindness, and I wanted no parts of it. So after age 9, that was when I, was very rebellious and fighting against the system. And, we'll get into the details of it, later on in the story. But the journey took me from an interesting story in public school. And I feel like all of those building blocks took me from rebelliousness to the story I'm living now, to where I've now been, have become a singer, songwriter, motivational speaker, and the proud father of 4 adopted knuckleheads. So
sometimes you do have to rebel a little bit, don't you?
Exactly.
There's that story of good trouble on occasion where speak up.
You just gave me the best title to call it, that the story of good trouble. I like that.
Well, I can't say it's totally original, so you feel free to take it.
Well, I like that, the story of good trouble. And so, I'm one of those people that, clichéically, I believe that music has healing powers. And it's like, before I went blind, I was really good at drawing, right? I could paint, and I could draw pictures, and I was winning awards for my pictures. And it's, of course, after I went blind, I couldn't do that anymore. At least I couldn't do it the same way. And I feel like what was a visual art became an auditory art, so that I could put pain and joy and tears and laughter and all those sorts of things to music, and give people and myself really an auditory experience that I was originally doing from a visual perspective. And that was able to eventually change my life. And when I say that I was rebellious, my first cane, I threw it at my instructor. Right. When they gave me my first cane, and that's because I had some residual vision. And mind you, it was Miss Barnes. And she told me in this thick Boston accent, she told me, well, Mario, we've got a special instrument for you. It's a really special instrument for you. And I think you're really going to like it. And again, I was a musical kid, and it's like, well, a special instrument, this is going to be great. And when she handed it to me, as you guys understand, it wasn't a special instrument. And so, you know, being too stubborn for my own good, it's on my school record that I threw it back at her because it wasn't a special instrument. And I was so determined that I didn't want to be one of those blind people walking around with this so-called special instrument. And
yeah, her big mistake was giving it to you when you could still have a little bit of vision. She probably should have waited a bit. She had some sense.
Mario, when did you realize when you said, well, the question is this way. When did you realize you could sing? At what age?
Ah, that is such a great question. It's interesting. As a kid, my first way into music was the drums and the piano. And I'm a triplet, right? There's my mother and father had two sets of twins, two single-born children, and a set of triplets. And I'm a triplet. And my two sisters were the singers in the family, and I was the piano guy. I was chasing after the footsteps of my brothers, and I let my sisters do the singing, right? And we all got into a performing arts high school, and they were the singers and what have you. And I was a piano major. And then for some reason, it was when I hit college is when I first discovered that in addition to being able to play the piano, that's when I discovered that I could sing, right? It was really in my dormitory when I was, you know, I was playing the piano and I noticed that I could sing. And I'll tell you, around 2012, when I auditioned for the TV show called The Glee Project, you know, on that show, it's like you had to be able to professionally sing in order to go toe to toe with people, right? And I noticed that before I got out of high school, I thought that I was going to try every angle possible to get into college. And so they said, yeah, you can play the piano, sir, but we're also going to work it from the vocal major perspective. And they classically trained me. I didn't think I was any good, but I discovered I was good when I was in my dormitory at that particular point. That's when I knew it was a gift.
Hey, and now we understand, too, you're not just a singer, but also a dancer, I hear. You're totally well-rounded entertainer there.
Yeah, and that's an interesting story, too, because I know as the entire community understands, there's nothing worse than diminished expectations that people put on us. And I can tell you that when I auditioned for the Glee Project, which was a spinoff of the show Glee that was on the air back in 2012, the prerequisites for that show was you had to be able to act, sing, and dance. And dancing is not something that they usually associate with totally blind individuals because of the diminished expectations. And I was convinced that they were just trying to, you know, say, oh, we're checking off a box, you know, for the casting special to show that, oh, we're paying attention to the ADA. For me, in that casting special, you know, they had the professional choreographer. It was two blind people there, me and another guy. And the choreographer separated us from the other cast members and taught us what I found out to be about 3% of the dance, right? Step forward, step back, step forward, step back, clap your hands, that sort of thing.
Right.
I sought out another contestant and got him to teach me the entire dance, which was dips, spins, and the entire routine. So that when it was time for the entire cast that was auditioning to do the entire dance, I did the entire dance in time with everyone else, which was the actual entire routine. And that's what blew them away, right? You know, again, remember, they had that diminished expectation. So now in the context of a blind person, can he dance? You know, where you could say, can he sing? Yes. Can he dance? Yes. And now can he sing? Yes. Can he act? Yes. Now, can he dance was a column where they were forced to say yes, where sociologically speaking and from a societal perspective, you were so quick and ready to say no, right? So that's the part that I enjoyed, you know, I don't want to use the word mascot, but I enjoyed at least being a token to show that, you know, that diminished expectations, we can defy those, right?
Sure.
And that was so important to me. And that is what, you know, got me casted. I think there were about 80,000 people auditioned for that show, and they chose 7 girls and 7 boys. And this blind guy was in because I was there to show that we blind people can rise to reach any challenge.
That is huge. Hey, I was a little disappointed you didn't do any juggling though in there, but that's okay.
Mario,
maybe next Mario. Next time, you know. See, I don't have diminished expectations. I know you could do it there, brother. So.
Yeah. Mario, hey, you know, but it's that
Michael,
sight
and pulse. Can you tell us American Idol?
What was that?
I said, this is Michael. Can you tell us a little about American Idol?
Oh goodness. American Idol was a very interesting experience. That's when I found, and I can speak freely at this point, that's when I found out to what degree that it really does exist in Hollywood in terms of quotas, and in terms of how gimmickized Hollywood can be, if that is a word.
I know what it means. If it's not a word, I've got you though.
It's not a word, but you absolutely know what I mean. Or yeah. I guess the best way it could be is how Hollywood can, how reality TV can sometimes, is a lot of times a exploitation of story as opposed to a highlight of talent, right? So American Idol was really a frustrating experience because of that. It was a rather frustrating experience going through the American Idol piece of it. But one of the things I found vindicating is that the entire, oh goodness, you think social media, I never felt so much love in my life, how Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just like the whole world was just so angry to have been introduced to Mario Bonds, and things have gone the way that it went. It was just so much love, because let's face it, this might sound dramatic, but I believe, as I said before, music has healing powers. And for me, performing, I find a lot of purpose in being other people's escapism. And I believe, you know, being on stage and performing is, for me, because it's my purpose, there is a big difference between living and existing when you're performing, right? It's just, it's an indescribable, transcending experience being able to perform. It's, you know, performers who really live in that purpose will know exactly what I'm talking about, right? And so when you're in a situation where anytime your dream is dashed, especially if it's in the context of American Idol, where it might be dashed because of an exploitation of either your story or your talent, it can be shaken. But you know, in the aftermath, when you receive that much love and your talent is validated, or your
worldwide,
story for that,
yeah.
Yeah, worldwide, and your story is validated. And I had done some really cool stuff. I had an agent for a while. I had been making money as a motivational speaker and as a performer for years. And then I go to American Idol, and all of a sudden my worth is shaken. They woke me back up, and it's like, excuse me, Mario, let's not forget what God's done for you. It's like,
yeah. Well, you know, speaking of what God's done for you, I don't know. Do we have time before break to get into one more quick question there, Lynn?
No, we don't. But this is Mario is so interesting. We're going to hold him over. So when we go to break, Mario, don't go away. We're going to hold you over, and you'll come back and tell more stories, and then we'll listen to your song.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple quick questions I got to ask of you for sure. So,
okay, when we come back, we're going to go to a break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job.
job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. We've been talking to Mr. Bonds. That's right, Mario Bonds. Before we get started, David, you can ask your two questions, but make sure it's quick.
David. Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go down to just one question to touch on because, Mario, I'm a fellow musician, so unfortunately I've got way too many things we could discuss on more direct with music, but I'd love to be able to reach out to you outside of the show, though, maybe in email or something. Perhaps we can do that. So maybe I can get your contact info from Lynn. Outside of music, you know, you've done a lot of different things. You're an author, I understand, motivational speaker, but I believe your most important job happens to be, I understand, you have adopted four lovely children. So that's your biggest job, I'm sure, is shaping their lives. And we're limited in time, but maybe you could touch on that, just on the fact of being blind and being able to adopt four kids, I think is pretty amazing on its own, to be honest with you. That could be a subject for a whole new show.
Absolutely. And I believe that, as everyone in this community does, regardless of blindness, we live limitless lives. And I believe that all of the challenges that I went through, whether it be blindness, overcoming poverty, overcoming paternal abandonment, overcoming any of the special needs that I've had in my life, I believe were building blocks that put me in the position to have the nerve to adopt four children. I still intend to have biological children at some point, but to be able to adopt four boys, three of them having special needs themselves, to be able to have the nerve to tell them and challenge them to say that, hey, you know, your disability or challenges that you have aren't an excuse for you to give up, or aren't an excuse for you yourself to clichéically take the bull by the horn and try your best in this world. And, you know, the universe, God, had the sense of humor enough to choose a blind man to be the example to tell you to dare to dream and dare to try to do this thing called life. So, yeah, it's an interesting story that I'm living with, having adopted four boys with special needs. So thank you so much for that. That is a topic all by itself that we could talk about.
We'll have to have you back. But Mario.
Now, if you would tell us the story about the elevator, because you and I can talk about elevators. After you tell your story about your elevator, I'll tell you my story about my elevator. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so it's gotten a lot of media attention, the fact that another thing that I do is that I am the resident journalist for a magazine called Xinlian Magazine, which is an arts and culture magazine that was started by my manager, Nora, where we interview celebrities who have experienced tragedy to triumph stories. And I was in Atlanta to interview R&B star Nivea for an upcoming story. And I travel independently as a blind person. And this particular time, I was going to stay at the Hampton Suites by Hilton. And I go to this particular hotel. I check in. I get assistance to the room. And to my astonishment, I find out that, you know, it's interesting that you hear to someone, that the elevator might be touchscreen, but you say to yourself, well, how bad could this be? Because it's impossible that you would think that in 2023 there'd be an elevator that would be completely inaccessible, right? Yeah. So I get on this elevator, at some point, and I want to do something as mundane as go downstairs to pick up Uber Eats food, right? And I can't.
Reasonable.
And I can't, because the elevator was completely touchscreen, right? It's a completely touchscreen elevator where a blind person gets on this elevator. And even though there were tactile buttons on there, there were a few problems that existed, right? The first thing you have to figure out is whether or not this keypad is a calculator orientation or whether it is a phone pad orientation, right?
Right. Yeah.
In this particular hotel, the lobby is on the 20th floor. Now, mind you, while I'm going through this experience, I don't even find out while I'm here by myself. I don't find out how inaccessible it is until much later when I'm off the elevator with other people. But this elevator, not only after you choose the floor you want with that keypad, there's an enter key that has to be invoked. Yep. And there's no Braille anywhere in sight. Not only is there any Braille in sight, there's no voice output to assist you through this process. So once I'm on the elevator and I somehow accidentally got myself to the first floor, because the lobby is on the 20th floor, I'm still in a spiral while I'm just simply trying to get food, right? My room is on the 17th floor. So while I'm stuck in this spiral on this elevator, at some point I say, to hell with the Uber Eats food. I want to just go back to my room. I couldn't even do that, right? So at some point while I'm stuck in this situation for about 10 minutes, eventually I get off of the elevator on the first floor, have to go all the way outside to find a valet person who comes in. It hits the 17th floor for me. I get off on the 17th floor, and then what happens? My room key doesn't work. And normally you would just say, oh, gee, well, let me go to the lobby to get another key. Well, there's no way in four hells that I was just gonna go through that again. And at this point, man. I had to Google the number to the front desk to get some assistance. Now I want to back up, and you say, well, gee, well, why didn't you just do that to begin with? Let's start at the beginning, right? I first called the front desk before going to get the Uber Eats food, and I was told I'm the only person on duty, and I can't go get the food for you. So I'm on my own, right? The Uber Eats people can't come up to the room. They made perfectly clear. And the guy said, you know, I can't help you. So I had no choice but to attempt to go get it myself as a consumer. And then this situation is further compounded by us trying to get assistance from the hotel staff.
Oh, man.
And they told us, and my sister Nora, who set up this interview with you guys, they told us that they felt attacked and we didn't build the hotel. And what is it that you want, Mr. Bonds? So we were bothering them, you know, by bringing this to their attention. We were bothering them. What is it that you want, Mr. Bonds? And
if it wasn't so crazy, it'd be almost funny, you know, but you had all these perfect storms of terrible customer service. And then, of course, and technology, you would think that in the modern age that things would be easier rather than more difficult.
Yeah, and I'm truncating the story for the sake of time.
Sure.
But some of the things that stuck out to me is that when in earlier parts of the story, when I attempted to bring it to, you know, the desk clerk's attention, you know, it's, you know, things. Oh no, it's accessible. It's got the emblem on there for people in wheelchairs. It's like, well, wait a minute. You helped me check in. You knew I was in full blind man costume with a cane and everything. What do you mean it's got the thing for people in wheelchairs, right?
That's good enough.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it was an immense lack of sensitivity, immense lack of disability.
Mario.
Yeah.
Michael, I understand exactly what you went through, because the one thing I'm frightened of, and I admit it, being a blind person, is elevators, because I got stuck myself in 1407 Broadway when I was in the garment industry. And when I was leaving and blind, I was on the 40th floor of the 1407 building. Ooh. And again, I don't read Braille, number one. And number two, here I am, I'm all alone on this 40th floor building, stuck by myself. And I was there about 10 or 15 minutes going up and down, pushing buttons. So I'll tell you right now, I don't get on any elevator unless someone's with me, whether it be sighted or a bellman or something, because I'm afraid. I admit it. So anybody listening to this show, I will tell you right now, if you don't read Braille or if you're questioning the elevator, make sure you go on the elevator only with someone who's sighted or something. I hear what you're saying, because I would have asked my money back right off the bat. I would have asked for the manager. I would have asked for the manager. I'm going to tell you right now, I would have made such a stink, because the difference is you would not have heard the end of it, Mario.
Yeah. And that's how I live now, Michael. It's like before this experience, I now live with a residual preoccupation now as it relates to worrying about elevators, where before, you know, I didn't. Now it's like before, whether, you know, because luckily, you know, I do read Braille, but even though now I read Braille, it's like now, you know, everyone would do it. You get on the elevator. Hey, could you push 6? Could you push 7? Now I want to know what the panel looks like. Now right. I want to be with someone, you know, all the time. And now I live like that now, whereas before I didn't. And I'm the type of person where I love teachable moments. I've been in the accessibility space for 15 years. You know, outside of music and motivational speaking, I have, you know, worked for the federal government and corporate agencies of telling developers, both from a digital and physical perspective, you know, how to make things compliant, you know, whether we're talking about WCAG or the ADA.
And here, you know Braille right. already, and you're doing all the skills.
Mario, I got to interrupt you. We want to play your song and it's getting late. So you have to write your song, because otherwise we won't be able to play it.
Thank you.
Running out of time. So let's play your song.
Before we say goodnight, though, we want to thank you so much, Mario. And Nora, I know, well, she was listening. She dropped.
Love to have you back.
Yeah, well, have to have you back again.
Thank you so much.
It was really a pleasure, and an early happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure having you on the show.
And tell everybody, introduce us to the song before Chris starts to play it for us. And you're welcome to listen in and stay on if you'd like.
Absolutely. Which one have you guys chosen to play?
The one that, My Eyes, My Life.
My Eyes, My Life is a song written by me and Hypnotic Music.
See the way that it's supposed to be. Away from all this make-believe. Away from all this hurt and grief. The insanity, the lies we tell. Won't somebody ring the bell? It's like we chose to live in hell. I thought that love was supposed to prevail, but tell me, will it fail?
Love never fails.
In my mind, are visions of a different time when we don't have to hurt inside. I know this can be true, I really, really do.
You won't believe it too.
Yes, in my mind, a place where we don't need to hide. A place where you will one day find. You don't have to be so blind. Take a look into my eyes. We've got all this hate, because people can't communicate. Instead, we're spewing so much hate. So many people fake, I'm trying to escape. But who's to blame? How many times we played these games? I stare into a picture frame. All I can do is pray when they will get away. But in my mind, a visions of a different time. When we don't have to hurt or cry, I know this can be true. So tell me, how about you? Yes, in my mind, a place where our egos die. A place where your love can shine. You don't have to be so blind. Take a look. About to let
have to make the world a better place for the children them. The children them must run and play on the street and on the field. They know say you have a seat. If you just look through, come look through my eyes and see what I see. Make the world a better place. God bless.
Well, all right. That was good. I love that tune.
Okay, I thought we lost. It stopped so suddenly. Well, Mario, I know you're still listening, we thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we look forward to having you back again. So, Dave,
I'm definitely going to be reaching out so we can chat a little bit too, and
absolutely hook you two guys up.
Talk some music stuff. That was an excellent tune. I listened to that on YouTube.
You did.
Yep, there's a couple really cool tunes on there that you would enjoy. I'm quite sure. Human's another one. I was listening to another one called Steel, I think. But very passionate tunes and a great singer too. So I enjoy them.
Okay. Well,
unfortunately, we're kind of down to the end of this hour, though.
Right. It's 7:58, and yeah. Well, we have a lot going on the second hour. We'll do all our trivia the second hour.
That's good.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to our next guest during the second hour.
I've got a couple trivia things, I think.
And
all right. Ready to give away some prizes.
Mm-hmm. So it's always nice, David. You're meeting a lot of musicians on the show.
I'm telling you, there's some really talented folks out there. And Mario's been listening to us for a while.
I know. He said
unknowingly.
Years. He said years.
On purpose. we didn't even hold a gun to him.
I wonder if he listened to the musician show we had that was so wonderful.
I hope so. But if we do it again, we'll definitely have to have him part of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, cool. Right. He plays keyboards and does a little bit of everything. But like I say, being the dad, that's the big job.
He called them his four knuckleheads.
Yeah. That's a loving dad there now, you know.
How's the chocolate cake coming?
I haven't snuck out.
You don't
out
smell it?
Well, I've got the door closed to the Man Cave Studios here. My official name, Man Cave Studios.
What's the occasion?
Well, no occasion, because she loves me.
Oh, is she making it from scratch or a mix?
I think from scratch, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I know. That's she's ambitious. Very talented.
That's ambitious.
It's true.
All right, here we go. We're going to break, Dave.
We are going to break. We're going to break something. Stick around. We'll be back in just a minute or two for the Blind and Beyond radio show. How about that? You're right there.